Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Cello Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nilesh Patil from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Sejal. Good morning, all of you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we welcome you all to Q2 FY25 results conference call of Cello World Limited. We have with us Mr. Gaurav Rathod, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Atul Parolia, CFO. Now, I hand over the call to the management team for their initial comments on quarterly performance, and then we will open the floor for a question-and-answer session. Thanks, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nilesh. So, good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our company's earnings call. Joining me is our CFO, Mr. Atul Parolia, and our investor relations advisor, SGA. The results and presentations are available on the stock exchange and on the company website. I hope you had a chance to look at the same. Our performance during financial year 25 is in line with the overall industry trends. Revenue and profit remain flattish on a year-on-year basis for the quarter. We were able to maintain our gross profit level margins at 52%. The softer performance was mainly on account of a delay in a lot of containers due to the new Russian sanctions and the Red Sea scenario in export, mainly in the writing instrument sector. For the quarter gone by, our consumer wear business continues to show positive growth of 5% year-on-year, whereas writing instruments and molded furniture business degrew, which had led to the result being flattish. On the CapEx front, I'm excited about the completion of our investment towards the state-of-the-art glassware manufacturing facility in Rajasthan. We have commenced trial production, and this facility is equipped with very high-end machinery and basically with state-of-the-art technology. With the recent commissioning of this facility, I would like to highlight that we are now the only domestic consumer product company across all kinds of glassware and tableware products. The installed annual capacity of this plant is estimated to be about 20,000 metric tons. The facility has initiated manufacturing of commercial batches, and over the course of time, we will ramp up the production and introduce multiple new lines of products. We have begun Q3 on a strong note as the festive demand seems to be robust, especially in the consumer wear business. Combining this festive demand along with the gradual ramping up of the glassware production, we are confident of achieving better results for the next couple of quarters. From a growth perspective, we are keenly exploring other inorganic opportunities to complement our current business lines. We remain confident about our writing instruments business too going forward, and we still have the same guidance of about 12%-15% over the next two to three years. We are in the process of adding more products in this segment, which will contribute to achieving our growth aspirations. To end with, we expect the second half of this financial year to be much better with an improved demand scenario throughout all our business verticals. I will now take a pause and would like to hand over to our CFO, Mr. Atul Parolia, for a financial highlight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gaurav, and good morning to everyone. I will be sharing the financial details for the quarter gone by. In Q2 FY25, we achieved a revenue of INR 490 crore and an EBITDA of INR 132 crore, with a healthy EBITDA margin of 27%. Our PAT stood at INR 82 crore with a margin of 16.7% and growth of 6.7%. Speaking about the business vertical, over 70% of revenue came from the consumer wear, 14% from writing instrument, and remaining 16% from the molded furniture and allied product. Consumer wear gross margin was 53.6%, writing instrument margin was 57%, and molded furniture margin was 45.4%. In terms of our channel mix, general trade contributed 74.6% of our sale, while export and online sale contributed approximately 8.5% and 10.8% respectively, with modern retail contributing the remaining 6.1%. Speaking of H1 FY25, revenue was 991 crore rupee and a year-on-year growth of 3%. EBITDA also grew in line with the revenue and stood at 267 crore rupee. EBITDA margin was 27%. PAT was at INR 167 crore with a margin of 17%. Our cash flow from operations stood at INR 65 crore. With this, I would like to open the session for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Praveen from Prabhudas Leeladhar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, my first question is related to, as you had also highlighted, that the export is down because of a delay in the container, and that lead to the writing business decline. So, how is the situation right now? Because Q2, the decline in the writing is in more than a 15%. So, how is the situation is shaping right now in this segment?
So I think the current scenario is much better over the last month. Though basically there was about 2 to 3 months delay in the containers, and those were lost sales that I don't think we can recover completely, because in those fronts as well, in those countries, that sale was lost. So I guess right now, of course, it's much better. The previous sale, previous order that we had is now moving out. So I think situation seems to be better, but it is going to be challenging, especially in countries like Russia, where we still face challenges because of their domestic challenges that they are facing there.
Okay, so fair to understand that the things are improving, but still challenges is there. So achieving last year number would be a challenge for us.
No, not really in terms of, because our domestic demand has also become much better. So I think achieving last year number in writing instruments should still not be a challenge for us. Maybe even a slight growth also is what we are expecting, at least because the last quarter is always, pretty good for writing instruments.
Okay, great, sir. And now moving to the next question is related to the gross margin. And in the gross margin for a quarter, if I look at, that's overall gross margin has also contracted, and so as for the segments. So I can understand related to the writing, the loss of business, but how is the other businesses like of the consumer also, there is a decline in the gross margin for a quarter, as well as for the molded furniture. So is that a pricing led or is that the RM led?
No, so it's a mix of both. So when it comes to furniture, it is RM-led. When it comes to consumer wear, it is slight discount because of the very weak demand. There was some pass-on of discounts in the market for some time. So I guess that is, a mix of both when it comes to both the different segments.
So with the demand improvement, consumer gross margin also is expected to improve.
Absolutely.
Okay. And lastly, on the glassware, which you had a commission recently and given a 20,000 metric ton of, how is the revenue potential there? And also you had highlighted it's stepping up well in this quarter. So can you give some more color on that revenue potential and how the sales especially going on?
Sure. So I think glassware plant is currently under trial production, so it's not saleable production that we have started at this point of time. We hope to achieve this by the end of this month. We should have production that, you know, we can start selling. In terms of glassware, I think the sales should flow in from next month onwards. So we'll have a good 4 months of sales for this year. In terms of, you know, the overall trend, as I mentioned, that October was, you know, a good month. So the festive season went well, though it was, you know, in the last, you know, last 15, 20 days that we really got this surge in demand. So our secondary sales have been pretty good. So the channel, you know, whatever choking was there a little bit in the channel, that kind of got freed up. So that is why I feel that the demand overall, you know, should be much better going forward. You know, having said that, you know, this year has been a little surprising because we have had, you know, months where we feel that things have been going good and then the next month, you know, again, things were not that good. So I think hopefully this trend is here to stay. And but overall, I think, you know, it will still take, you know, in the whole consumer space, another couple of quarters to really see, you know, very good, robust growth coming back.
Great to hear, sir. And lastly, if you can give some more color on inorganic opportunity, which you highlighted in the opening remark.
Right. So I think inorganic opportunity we have been exploring for a while, you know, and last time I mentioned as well that we had almost, you know, where we have a couple of things on the table. But due to some due diligence, I think we have kept that, you know, not on hold, but just delaying the whole process. Because we have some, you know, things that we want to be clear on before we go ahead. So there were some plastic companies with similar product lines, slightly different, a little more niche or product line, which we were looking at. And it's still on the table, but that is one opportunity that we would like to close sooner or later. Yeah.
Is it possible to give any size indication? Like, is it the same size of, you know, any of your product line or segment line?
No, it's a smaller company. It's not a very huge size, about 150 to 175 crore of revenue. So it's not a very big size, but it's got products that are complementary and synergetic to us. So I guess that was the main reason for looking at a company like that.
Great to hear, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sumit, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
I actually have a question on the commentary from last quarter, where you had mentioned that the heat wave was the major factor why domestic sales were low. And yet, again, we are seeing the same reduction, since the reduction, but very muted volume growth. So I understand that October will be a good month because festive season. But are we seeing too much seasonality, therefore, in your domestic sales? Lot of investors are in the company because you have a very domestic-focused portfolio, which is very spread out, as you rightly said. But is it going to be a really a wave with a crest and a trough every few months? Because I expected this quarter to be a lot better than the April, May, June because of the elections getting over and the heat wave getting over. Thank you.
No, I think the heat wave and the election was one of the reasons for the last quarter. But this quarter, as I said, you know, it has been a surprising year. It's not, it has been a, as you mentioned, that an ebb and flow has been there because, you know, we see 1 month very good and the second month not that good. But having said that, the export demand is majorly in the writing instruments and that's where we have really seen the degrowth. But the consumer segment still is growing pretty robustly. So I think that's not where the challenge lies. Seasonality is always has been a part of our business. So you will always see bottles, you know, selling more in, say, summer. But flasks and, say, you know, say dinner sets is a festive demand. So there is a seasonality aspect to our overall sales in any case. But that's been there forever. It's just how the product line works. Which is also good for us because it kind of, you know, whatever shocks that we get, you know, maybe an external, whatever external shock, we are able to absorb that because of our diversified portfolio. So I guess it's more, you know, the how the market has been and the demand situation more than, you know, us doing anything differently.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Karthik Bhatt, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are.
Please. So does this guidance of 15 to 17% growth for the full year remain in that which you had previously given?
No, I think we'll have to, that guidance is will change a little bit seeing the second quarter. But, you know, having added, you know, capacity for glassware and that will be new revenue that will come for us. So overall, I feel that, you know, we should still achieve a good number. You know, because as I said, because of how difficult this year has been and how, you know, things have ebbed and flowed, it is tough to put a number at this point of time. Though, you know, as I said, October has been a good month and a good pickup in sales. We'll have to wait and watch how this year goes further. Having said that, third and fourth quarter is slightly better for us on a year-on-year basis as well. So we should see slightly, you know, better growth in the next two quarters.
Okay. Yes, considering the slight degrowth in exports. So if you can, would it be possible to share which countries or the geographies we typically export to?
Yeah, so basically, as I mentioned, there are two. So Russia for us is a big country that we export to. So that has you know, been a challenge because of you know, because of the sanctions that are there in place, and they have further increased the sanctions. So it's become more difficult for them to, you know, trade. And though there are ways that they find out to trade, but it just gets delayed, the whole process. So I think that's one of the reasons. And others, over the Red Sea, you know, we have a, you know, a big export to the States, to America as well. And that has caused a lot of containers to kind of delay because it takes the Red Sea route. So I guess these are the two major, you know, countries that have caused the challenges and the degrowth in exports.
Okay, and do we see the need to kind of revisit the strategy for exports in the context of this slightly sluggish demand? I mean, what are your thoughts as to, you know, how do we get back on the growth trajectory in the coming quarters?
So I think, as I mentioned, that things have been improving. It's not that it has not improved. So we will be able to, you know, close those sales that we kind of missed in the last two quarters. So I guess it is definitely a better situation than before. Having said that, you know, if something happens externally, it is definitely currently not in our control. What we are focusing, of course, on is growing domestic sales. And I think that's the only thing that we can focus on. Because there it's still, you know, things are much better and looking good. So I guess, you know, focus on domestic demand and trying to close, you know, these orders. And plus adding more countries is something that we are looking at.
Okay. Sure. And any thoughts on FY26 as of now, especially with this glassware facility also coming in, as in what kind of growth can we look at in the each of the segments? And what would be the key growth drivers, essentially?
So I think, of course, glassware will be a driver for us. You know, it's one of its kind facility in India. And we are basically substituting imports. So our idea is to, you know, completely use up this capacity in the next 2 years. So that itself will, you know, add a lot to our top line in the next coming year. And, you know, with better demand, I'm sure, you know, we'll go back to the numbers of 15 to 17% as we have been guiding and have been achieving over the last 2 years. So I guess, you know, it's just a matter of time. You know, overall demand scenario has to improve for all of this to happen. And I think, as I mentioned, it will take a couple of quarters to get there.
Okay, okay. And you mentioned it being an import substitute product. So just wanted to understand which country is it typically imported from currently? Do you have any...
So different countries, of course, China being one of the major ones. You have Thailand, Indonesia, China, Turkey, you know, the Middle East. It's imported from all these places, with China having a larger share.
Okay, okay, sure. Thank you so much and all the best for the coming quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
So, sir, can you talk about bifurcation of the volume and volume growth and realization growth or degrowth, whatever?
So, I think, Sumant, I think, you know, in our business, it's very difficult, though there are numbers I can state. But, you know, kind of, because we sell a product from 10 rupee to 5,000 rupees, if I sell more of the 10 rupee product, you'll have volume growth. Right, so it's a little challenging, and should our business, I would suggest, should not be looked in that sense. But having said that, our volume growth overall is 8% in the consumer wear business, and our value is 5% at this point of time. But that also states that there is some additional, you know, sale in the low, you know, ASP or low average selling price product.
Hello,
Mr.
Sumar.
Hello, yes,
ma'am. Yeah. So, can you talk about the writing instrument? We have seen a couple of quarter degrowth. So,
yeah.
What is the outlook for short term to mid term, and
yeah.
What are we doing for the growth for the segment?
Right. So, I think in terms of writing instruments, as I mentioned, that things have improved in the export side of things. So that should get us back on track. Domestic demand is decent, so I think there we should be able to cover up the losses that we have had in sales over the past two quarters. So I guess we should still, you know, be able to cross a certain threshold of last year plus a little bit of growth in this segment.
Mr. Suman, does that answer your question?
Yes. So can we see a glassware can show a good growth in Q3 FY24 5 onwards?
Yeah. So I think glassware majorly we will only be able to start selling in the next month. So it should add to a certain amount of revenue growth. But major growth should come in the next in the fourth quarter.
Okay. And wedding season is going to.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. I would request you to rejoin the queue for your follow-up question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur from HDFC Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Good morning. Thanks for your time. You know, you spoke about discounting and therefore that impact on gross margins during the quarter given the weak demand. So if you could just talk about competitive behavior, you know, have those discounts been rolled back? You know, given your commentary on demand getting better, or is it still more discount-led, volume-driven kind of environment?
No, I think discounting, if you look at the discounting as well, it's been very limited. It's not been a lot. If I look at other peers in the segment, you know, we've seen major degrowth in gross profit margins across the segment. We've been able to still maintain to a certain extent. Having said that, you know, at this point, a little discounting will, I think, you know, be the case for the next couple of quarters. I don't think we can shy away from that because we still want to be competitive and, you know, at least maintain our turf. So I think going forward for the next couple of quarters, this trend will be there.
Okay, and that kind of ties into the fact that you expect a few more quarters before growth really bounces back to that 15-17% levels, right? And therefore, then discounting kind of goes away, right? So that's how we should see.
Correct. So I think as the demand picks up, you know, the need for discounting, of course, comes down.
Okay, got it. Okay, so that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Percy from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. So on the glassware plant, I just wanted to understand one thing. So this is a plant which needs to run 24/7, right? So you have a capacity of around 20,000 tons per annum, which is 55 tons per day. So does this mean that your production will be 55 tons per day from the time you start commercial production?
No, it actually takes a little time to ramp up. So though the capacity is that much, maybe it'll take about couple of months to 2 to 3 months to ramp up, and we are able to run, you know, at say 70%, 80% as well, depending on demand. So of course it will depend on those factors, but the capacity is about 20,000 tons. So at the max, we can achieve this.
What's the minimum that you need to produce a day?
Minimum would be about 70% to 80%, as I said. So it would be about 40 tons. So 55 day, then it would be about 40. Yeah.
Okay. And what is, I mean, your capacity that you put up, 20,000 tons, what would that capacity be as a percentage of India's total capacity for those kind of products?
So basically today, most of it is an import, except for, Firozabad, where there is glass manufacturing, tableware manufacturing, but very, the quality is not up to the level. So overall, this is about a 2,000 crore market with imports and domestic put together. And so we are looking at about a 10-12% kind of a market share of this entire market.
Understood. So this, supposing you start off with a 40 tons production per day, are you confident that you will be able to sort of sell that product immediately, given that, I mean, you're starting from zero and going to 70% capacity almost immediately? So do you think you can capture that 10% kind of market share right at the outset, or does it take time for you to find customers, etc.? And if it does take time, what happens to the production which you have done in the meanwhile?
So I think it'll take a little time. When I talk about little, the time frame is about 3 to 6 months, where, you know, once it starts spreading in the market, because we have two advantages. One advantage is supply. Because most of this product line is an import, and a lot of people import it, it's quite fragmented. So I guess one is supply, one is the consistency of the price. Because today, if I am importing, say 2-3 people are importing, anyone is able to import, and they distort the price in the market. So I guess these two advantages are very big. We just have to enter with a bang, and I don't see any reason why we can't scale this up very, very quickly. So as I mentioned last as well, in about 2 years, we want to definitely finish the capacity.
Got it. And what's the net realization for glassware for your typical product portfolio at a net sales level? What would be the realization per ton?
So it's similar to our opalware kind of margins that we enjoy here. Of course, once it has been ramped up at a lower level of capacity, it will be challenging to achieve a good level of margin, but at peak we are able to achieve really good numbers.
Yeah, not margin, I was asking the net sales per ton, how much that would be, and is it different from opalware?
It's different from opalware. It's a lot lower per ton, but having said that, it is there's a lot of value addition that still can happen in this product line. So it would be wrong for me to say that it is, at what level it would be, but it is definitely lower than opalware. It's not at the same level.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from me. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shirish Pardesi from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. I have two, three questions.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. I would request you to please use your handset.
I'm using handset. Am I clear now?
Yes, sir.
You're clear. Please go ahead. Yeah. So on slide 5, you have given the first half revenue is about 991 crore. I would say that about 67.6%, so about roughly 670 crore is your consumer wear business. And it's about 53.6% the margin what you have mentioned in the slide. I'm more curious, can you step out what is the opalware business in this, and if glassware is going to be starting now, what would be the contribution within that 67%, say, next 1-2 years?
Right. So I think I can give you broadly, we do not, you know, indicate numbers separately for the consumer wear vertical. We don't give it separately, but overall, it's about, you know, about 30% of the business, 25 actually, percent of the consumer wear business came from opalware. And the glassware business would add another 15%. So at its height, both put together, it would be about 40-45%.
Okay. And directionally, once your Falna capacity gets built up to maybe about 40 tons, what you're saying, in over the next 2 to 3 quarters,
right.
Subsequently you will reach to 50 tons. How this contribution of 68%, 67%, would settle for next 2 to 3 years?
So definitely the consumer wear, you know, percentage would definitely increase because of this, as this will be a faster growing segment. So of course it will depend on the other segment how they grow. But definitely it will gain, you know, a little more percentage over the other two segments.
Okay. And just more one more follow-up on glassware, since we are doing the internal production, in-house production, will the gross margin will be subsequently higher than 53-54% for glassware?
Yes. So opalware also, the margin overall is slightly more than our other businesses. The gross margins are slightly better. So for glass also, it will be similar, but not initially. Later months, once we have completely ramped up the production.
Okay. My second and last question, how we should look at once this capacity comes full on stream, not 25 but 26, some margin story if you can give some more depth.
So, you know, as I said that we first have to reach full capacity, you know, in terms of efficiencies also we need to reach at good efficiency. Currently we have just started. Glassware is a production that takes time to settle. It's not something that settles within a month or a couple of months. But once it settles for about 10 years and you don't have to look at it. So I guess we are looking at it from that perspective. We hope to, you know, completely scale up by March and be there. That's the wish and the aspiration to you know, completely be at full capacity and also being able to sell that capacity by, you know, the next year and over the next 2 years. We should be able to exhaust this.
Just one question, like industry has seen a very strong discounting in last 30-40 days. Do you think there is a preempting of competition in the glassware also from the discounting point?
So glassware, I'm not seeing any other, you know, peers coming in. When I'm talking particularly about the glassware segment that we've just put up. So I guess there it's just imports that we're substituting. So from that perspective, I don't see any pressures on margin.
Okay. Just one last follow-up. This glassware, you will put it in the mass pricing or you will take the premium pricing?
No, so we will, basically we have the similar pricing as what imports is coming in today. So I think that's the strategy.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritvik from RK Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah. A couple of questions on the glassware plant which we commissioned. So what kind of product portfolio we are targeting from the glassware segment?
So in glassware, we majorly have, you know, drinking glasses or tumblers, all kinds of drinking glasses. We'll have storage containers, you know, bowls, other tableware like plates, you know, dinnerware. So this is the entire portfolio of the glassware plant. And also hot drinks, so tea cups and mugs.
Got it. Sure. Okay. And what can be the peak revenue once fully utilized from this segment? from this plant?
About 230 to 250 crores we can achieve, you know, without value addition. If we start, say, decoration, coloring, there are a lot of other value additions that can be done to this product line that can further enhance the revenue.
Okay. Okay. And what would be the payback for this plant now after completely ramping up?
So the payback should be about 5 years, five and a half years.
Okay. Got it. And just one question, would there be any kind of cannibalization between the plastic and the glassware products for us, you know?
So I think we've seen, you know, the demand for different products being very different. Also the channel that we sell through, so most of our distribution is also quite separate. It is not, there is some overlap, but most of it is a different channel through which we sell. So and the product line, you know, has end usages also very, very different. So a tumbler is, you will only be able to sell a glass tumbler. Yeah, you know, I don't think you can sell a plastic tumbler. So I think the product itself has a different use, so I don't see any cannibalization as such.
Okay. And just one final question on this. What was the CapEx for this plant?
The CapEx is about 250 crores.
250 crores, okay. Okay. All the best, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Mr. Dipesh, you're audible.
Yeah. My question was specifically about the merger of Wiplast and Cello World.
Yeah.
What is the rationale of demerging Wiplast and merging it into Cello? If you could just explain.
I think we've been previously mentioning this as well. There are two rationales. One is that we did not see any point in running two separate listed entities, as you know, the business is not very different. Secondly, there is a lot of you know, manufacturing facilities that Wiplast has, so in different parts of the country, wherein we can share manufacturing facilities with our other plastic product lines. So I guess these were the two major rationales, you know, for the merger.
Okay. And also, with this merger, the entire money which Wiplast had given to Cello World as a loan for about 8%, that also gets merged, right? I mean, there is absolutely, there'll be no loan on Cello then.
Yeah, that's right. But as you know, we have, while taking the QIP proceeds, we have said that we will repay that loan. So already we have repaid that 100 crore loan to Wiplast. And moreover, I mean, all the fund will come to Cello World, and that's right, what you're saying is right.
Because it will become a 100% subsidiary of Cello World.
Okay. So effectively, a Wiplast shareholder will get 86 shares of Cello World.
Correct. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Now, I wanted to understand in terms of Cello World, because this is a very good deal for Cello World. Wiplast was trading at what, 10, 12 P, and we are trading at 60 P. So, but my specific question right now is that since we are into three verticals, are we looking at actually demerging these three verticals in the near future or in maybe, you know, going ahead? Because I'm sure that all the three verticals are completely unrelated to each other, right?
No, I don't think we are looking at that, because otherwise we would have not merged this back, you know, into Cello World. Because I think though they have different product lines, there is a lot of synergy between these product lines, because on the manufacturing side, furniture is very, very similar to other plastic manufactured products. So I guess, you know, I think there is synergy. Standing outside was not making sense, and that's the reason that, you know, the merger is happening.
What I'm asking is that, you know, there's a plastic division, there is a pens division, and then there is glassware as well as all the consumer business. So, you know, maybe having three verticals, would enhance shareholder value in future? I mean, this is not I'm proposing right now. So maybe in future, all these three verticals can be listed separately.
So I think, of course, it depends on the growth potential of all these verticals. Because at the end of the day, when I talk about glassware, steel or plastic, they're still a consumer-focused category. So at the end of the day, the retail sale or the consumer looks at it from the similar perspective, not from a different perspective. So I guess, of course, if we say, tomorrow glassware becomes too big, then kind of it would probably make sense.
Okay. And going ahead, are we expanding the glassware segment also? Or we are looking at first commercializing and commissioning the entire plant into full capacity?
No, I think our first thing is to completely commission this plant, get it to capacity and sell the capacity of this plant. That itself will, take the share of glassware in the total business quite higher. So I think that's the first idea. Later on, of course, as we have scaled up our opalware as well, if there is a chance and if there's a market, of course, we will scale even further.
Great. All the very best, Gaurav.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Karan from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Good
morning. So Gaurav, with respect to the opalware plant, what was the capacity utilization in the second quarter? And, how are we seeing that ramping up for the rest part of the year?
So, currently we're at about 75% capacity utilization on the opalware plant. We have about 25% still to go. So I think by about next year we should be completely using up this facility. So not this year, we will not be able to completely utilize the full capacity, but we'll still be at about 75 to 80% utilization.
Right. And also, can you comment on the new product launches for the first half across categories and YOY as well?
So I think new products for us, in terms of categories, we have not added. Glassware will be one thing that will be new.
So at the company level, new product launches, new SKU launches at the company level?
New SKU is more evolutionary. So say there is a certain type of a bottle, so we make different varieties of the bottle. So every year we launch about 300 odd products. Even this year it's been in line. And of course we reduce also a few. It's not only that we keep adding. So about 100 odd products have been launched in the first 6 months. But it's more evolutionary, more design specific that, say there is one bottle, the other bottle is the same purpose but slightly different or a newer design. So it's more a trend game rather than a completely new edition of product lines.
Right. And last question from my side, what kind of changes in selling price we've seen for opalware and glassware in the last 1 year?
At the industry level, there has been actually a lot of deflationary pressures that have come in. So overall raw material prices and energy costs have come down dramatically since the last year. So I guess that is the only discount that has been passed on. So from the P&L perspective, it really doesn't have, it's not changed much at our end in terms of realization.
Alright, okay. Thank you, that's in your mind.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Kulkarni from BMS PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning and thank you for the opportunity. So in the last couple of calls, I think we had spoken about the possibility of merging Vinplast. So have you had any thoughts about the same? And I mean, what is the idea behind this right now?
No, so I think we've been speaking about it and I think now we've just taken this call. So it's already out there we have now initiated the process for the merger. As I mentioned earlier as well, that the rationales are two. One is that we don't see a separate entity standing out as a listed company So there is no point, and basically it reduces our compliance as well having it under Cello World. Already because Cello World owns about 55% of the company in any case. So it's only about 45% that is being acquired. Also, we would be able to use these facilities as Wimplus has a lot of, lot of locations where its manufacturing capacity is there. So we can use it for our other plastic product lines as well. So I think these are the two major, rationales.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much, Indus.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Bhuvania from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So just wanted to understand what are the distribution expansion plans we have, especially if you could speak about in the writing instrument segment, what are the plans we have in terms of distribution expansion? Yeah, thank you.
So I think there are certain gaps still in the writing instrument segment. Geographically, we have been growing the domestic distribution. We're pretty much covered, but of course, till last year levels, we were at about 120,000 outlets, which has grown about 15,000 to 20,000 outlets have been added in that. But there is still some way to go. We should be at about 2 lakh plus, and that's what we are aspiring to get to.
Got it. Any specific timeline you're looking to achieve this target?
So it's an evolving process. It keeps getting added. By the end of the year, we should be at about more than 1.5 lakh. So by in the next 8 to 9 months, we should start, looking at touching that number.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. I would like to thank everyone for being a part of this call. We hope we have answered all your questions. If you need any information, please reach out to us and our investor relations partner, SGA. We would, answer all your queries. Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.